But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" You know, when there's a problem in the, or an issue in the office, right? Or in your neighborhood, or God forbid, in the parish. I always wondered why someone else didn't do something about it. And then I realized that someone was me. One day in the high school seminary in Hannibal, when I was in high school, a little ways back, at the end of lunch, we all stood up for the after meal prayer, and the priest stood up and he said that for the past 3 days, there had been a piece of broccoli on the floor in the dining room, and he had left it there to see how long it would take before one of us picked it up. And after 3 days, one of the guys finally did. And a week later, that guy was named Student of the Quarter. Something as little as that. And the rest of us were all left wondering and asking, why didn't I just pick up that piece of broccoli? Piece of broccoli is a pretty small thing. It's a long way from addressing concerns in the family, or in the office, or in the parish. But we all have to start somewhere. A million miles starts with a step or two. The background of today's gospel, of every gospel really, is this messed up, fallen world where in the beginning we demanded that God leave, and he consented to our demand, but did not forget us. The scribe in the gospel who's testing Jesus, he knows the right answer for how to inherit eternal life. He says it beautifully, but he can't do it. He's not very different from most of us. Most of the time, we know just as well what the right thing to do. But knowing and doing are two different things. The parable that Jesus tells us to teach us how to be merciful can be understood on a multiple number of levels. I want to talk about it from the God level. The man going from Jerusalem to Jericho is our humanity, going from the Garden of Eden to a world without God. And the robbers who attack the man on the way, leaving him half dead, are the devil and his demons. In our vulnerability, without God by our side, the devil can make free sport of us. And the priest and the Levite who see the man but pass by on the opposite side, they represent the law, but without grace. They know the right thing to do, but they don't have the grace or the strength to do it. And they walk right on by. The Samaritan traveler, and keep in mind, the Samaritans were despised and hated by the Jews, right? The Samaritan represents Jesus Christ. God himself humbled himself to become a lowly human being. A human being who could be hated by other human beings. And he did that precisely to save us. We who have been beaten up by the evil of this world. Jesus, that despised Samaritan, is moved with compassion at the sight of you and me. He approaches us and pours oil and wine into our wounds to heal and to disinfect. Oil and wine, the sacraments that heal and protect us. He lifts us onto his own animal, the gospel says, which is his humanity on the cross. He invites us, lifts us onto his own cross, into his own paschal mystery. That's baptism, right? That's what gets us into the Paschal mystery, into the cross. And then on that animal, he takes us to the inn, to the church. And in the church, he cares for us. And before he ascends back to the Father, he leaves the innkeeper, the bishops and the priests of his church, 2 silver coins, confession and Eucharist. And he tells the bishops and their helpers, the priests, take care of my people with the sacraments. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back. In his second coming, on his way back, he'll repay us for whatever is still lacking. He'll bring us to the resurrected glory of heaven. The one who alone, who treats us with mercy is Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And secondly, the church that he's brought us to. Law alone is not enough. We need the mercy and the grace that come to us from the cross of Christ and his church. The gospel closes today with the words of Jesus, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Go and be merciful as Jesus is merciful. Go and be gracious as you have first been graced. When we see others who are wounded emotionally, spiritually, physically, do we invite them to Christ and his church? When we are wounded, do we come to Christ and his church? Just this past Friday, I was asked to visit someone in one of the psychiatric centers, care centers here in town. And when I called the center, they told me that visiting hours were only on Mondays and Wednesdays. I said, "But the patient himself requested spiritual care." And the reply was that spiritual care is allowed during visiting hours, Mondays and Wednesdays. It's interesting that hospitals allow for spiritual care any day and any time of the day. That psychiatric care still seems to be fragmented, at least in that particular instance. And so we pray for that patient from afar for now. But I think the gospel is teaching us and calling us to say that it's the whole package. The gospel challenges us to see Jesus as the primary physician of body, mind, and soul. And insofar as we are grounded in him, we also can then become ministers of healing to body, mind, and soul. It's important to recognize that centrality and primacy of Jesus. In the second reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, I encourage all of us to go back and read it again. And this time, to really pay attention to the titles that are given to Jesus. And to pray with those titles. And reflect on how his titles impact you and your life. In those few verses just that we heard this morning, Jesus has given, as I count them, 8 titles. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. He's before all things, the head of the church, the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. He's preeminent. He's the fullness of divinity. If he's not the primary physician of body, mind, and soul, then nobody is. So here's the homework for the week. Read Colossians chapter 1. And pray with those titles of Jesus. Get to know him on maybe another level than what we might normally think about him as. Maybe a deeper level. And then look for an opportunity to share some fruit of your prayer with another. Sharing the fruit of our prayer is the beginning of what it means to bring healing mercy to others. It's the beginning of what it means to go and do likewise.